But let's start off our White Elephant Day with a segment that we have titled Hot Dog.
Hot Dog.
And for that, here's Moose.
We met, and we had a text chain going for a while, and then we had a Zoom. And one of the earliest entries, I can't say that word, but it rhymes with grits. That was the first idea.
We'll get to that.
And then the second idea we had was hot dog. And so today, for my friends here from 2 to 6, thanks to the help of Kevin Rachel and the fine people at the Doghouse, I've got hot dogs for everybody.
Yes! How about that? Yeah.
Hot dog indeed.
Hot dog. We've got, let's see, what kind we have? Because they have all kinds at the Doghouse with two locations.
Get you one, Gordon.
They have the Tex-Mex sausage. That's beef, chorizo, pepper, and avocado. We got the Big D sausage. Gordo may want that.
Yeah, you need that.
Brat sausage. We've got the cowboy hot dog, the Old Town hot dog. They also brought some burgers and burritos.
What?
Thanks to the folks at the Doghouse for giving us hot dog. Unlimited hot dogs. And we got cheese fries. We got all sorts of good stuff. Tots. What you got there?
I have the Big D sausage.
Gordon, heck yeah.
That was my nickname in college.
Gordon just picked through it like he was a 4-year-old trying to pick out the perfect
everything.
Christmas gift.
And
we
just
have ham. Ham
do whatever I want.
Out.
What was the rim shot for? That was real.
Anyway.
Tyler.
Look at this.
T-Max.
Just for my teammates. And
you're a good guy.
And I guess Gordon, too.
Not really.
That is fantastic.
Thanks to the help of K-Rach and Sky.
Let's take a bite of this Big D sausage.
What else you got over there, K-Rach? Let's see what we got here.
Huh? Why is everybody laughing?
Oh, man. Because you look so natural. Oh, yeah.
Best thing I've ever
had. Is that Old Town Hot Dog? Yeah, Old Town Hot Dog. That's what I'm talking about. It's the name of my new band. So the average American, it says, eats 70 hot dogs a year. Do y'all eat 70 hot dogs a year?
No, I'm below average.
I think most people I know don't eat 70 hot dogs a year.
Huh?
Always knew that you were below average.
Oh, yeah.
Hand me that, Gordon.
Trust me.
Very small. Must be factoring in the guys who... yeah. They must be factoring in Joey Chestnut. People who eat them competitively.
He takes the average way up.
I know I talk about hot dog a lot. And so people probably think, especially with my build, I eat them every day. But I bet I have 6 to 12 hot dogs a year.
My kid definitely, my youngest, makes up for the average.
He's 100?
Yeah. And if you include the corny dog in there as well.
Yeah, I think you'd have to count corny dog as hot dog.
Yeah.
It's
then
just
he
so
is
convenient.
He's on the medal stand, like in the United States.
Like you can walk. And eat a hot dog if it's a corny dog. You can't walk and eat a regular hot dog. You have to stop, turn the head, eat, and then continue to walk.
What was the guy selling? Oh, that was pretzels. The guy that you interviewed in New York, Gordon, whenever y'all were out there. What did he call it? Bretza?
Bretza.
Bretza, yeah. And you're like, what? Are you foreign or something?
Not an accurate representation of what happened.
Speak American.
He said Bretza, and I said, I honor your culture, sir.
Hey, whatever.
One thing I have found out about hot dog, I think I'm very unusual in that I think it's magical when you put ketchup and mustard on it.
Yeah.
And that's the reaction of most people is, oh, gross. Either they hate mustard or they hate ketchup. To me, that's the perfect way to make a hot dog is put both on there.
What about relish?
Yeah.
Relish
that's fine.
Is the,
I don't have to have it
must.
On there.
That's the play.
Yeah, that's
the difference.
Onion?
Relish and onion.
It transforms a hot dog into a sandwich item. Not just a hot dog when you put relish on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It amps it up.
And I guess that's Chicago style, correct? If you put onions, relish, and peppers on it.
Have y'all done the hot dog cart in one of the big cities?
Yes.
Yeah.
In New Orleans.
I talked to a guy up in New York who ran one.
Oh, you did that in New Orleans with Jerry Jones.
Yeah, that was a good
That's
hot dog.
That's Lucky Dog in New Orleans.
Yeah.
They are amazing.
It's really good.
Yeah. Jerry called it heaven on earth, and he was pretty much right.
I've never done that before. I've never bought the hot dog cart hot dog. And I always see those guys everywhere.
I can't believe that. As many bars have you stumbled out of and you've never had late night hot dogs?
First off, you're profiling.
Sorry.
But he's accurate.
He is.
He's pretty accurate.
There's no doubt. You're totally accurate. I don't know. I just haven't. The cart itself looked, especially back in the day, like when I really was going out a lot, the cart always scared me.
Why?
As a friend of mine said, I think there's worms in there.
Okay. Worms.
Well, those worms are going to be broiled, boiled, and put on my sandwich and eaten.
Above temperature.
That's right. I know. I know.
I do wonder, though, and I think I asked that guy and he didn't answer, like, if they're down in there and he had, like, this broiler where the hot dogs were underneath the cart, how long do they stay in there? Do they get rid of them every day? Or do you
see? Dude, they cannot reuse those.
Quit asking questions and just order it and eat it. Don't ask anything because when you overthink it, then
wash it down with more vodka. Yeah,
you'll find a way to not eat anything.
Or if you say, "What are the ingredients in this, sir?"
Yeah, well, these are 100% beef.
Hell yeah!
That's the way they make it.
Where is this place?
They have two locations: one in Richardson, one in Arlington, and coming soon to Frisco.
How about that?
Yeah, so they're going to have three. These are amazing hot dogs.
They really are good.
This one has cheese and jalapeno on there.
Yeah,
that's another thing that's good on a hot dog is jalapeno.
No their doubt. Burritos are pretty killer as well. They do like breakfast burritos.
I think we got one in here,
they're
Travis,
delicious.
If you want a burrito.
I'm going to snag it. I'm going to eat that burrito.
Yeah. So if
Gordon
you're going to do a
finished.
Show, you got God, it looked like a bear just getting a hold of a hot dog.
It's Christmas yet.
Looked like we just fed a bear at the zoo.
So
that's the quietest I've ever heard you in my entire life.
Didn't say a word. He's
knocking back a hot dog and drinking it down with coffee. Looks like my grandma.
And now he's leaving.
Yeah, what's your cigarette?
Yeah, that's the other.
But I don't know, Gordon. Why don't you do it?
I thought if we were going to do a show, that's like the best way to start.
Dude,
is
that
hot
is,
dog.
That is incredible.
Yeah, hot dog.
Heck yeah.
Very good.
That was great. Thank you, K-Dog.
So
K-Dawg.
We're off and running. Thanks, K-Rage.
Thank you, Dog House.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
Any dogs
Thanks,
in the house?
Roo, 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 roo.
Any dogs in the house?
Roo, 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 roo.
What time is it?
Game time.
What time is it?
It's game time.
Any dogs in the house?
Roo, 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 roo.
Any dogs in the house?
Roo, 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 roo. Hey, it's Gunner. Hey, Gunner.
Isn't that great? You know your own dog's bark.
Yeah.
I know.
There's no way I know my dog's bark.
Yeah, you do.
No, I won't.
There's Frankie.
Yeah.
That's my girl.
Yeah, there's only two dogs in there, both of you guys.
I know, but that's clearly Gunner when he barks.
Yeah,
like
I can know. I definitely, right now, even my dogs that are all have crossed over the Rainbow Bridge, if you played their bark right now, I could separate them 100%. Especially my dumb Basset Hound.
What was that?
Oh, yeah.
Whose dog was that?
Well, I had one and he had one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Late great Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
There is no Rainbow Bridge.
Oh.
Hey.
So, you can't just come in here, eat a hot dog, and then tell us that and leave.
Wait. Hold on. Back up. What was your statement?
You exactly what I said. Because exactly what you did. You just
a
ate a hot dog.
Can't just come in.
Yeah.
And eat a hot
eat
dog.
Eat a hot dog.
And say there is no
make
Rainbow
that
Bridge.
Pronouncement and then just leave.
Radio superstar comes through.
God. So arrogant.
Well, we were having fun until we got that announcement.